Hello, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Brewin' and Groovin' with Bae. First, we need to take our obligatory sip of coffee. Very nice. Welcome. It's been a while since our last episode, but for those who are new here, this is my music and talk segment on Spotify where we talk all music, whether it be original music, cover songs, in hopes of hopefully doing great, Bae. So hopefully give you guys a better idea of what goes on behind the scenes and the steps that I take when I brainstorm and create new music. Enjoy. And the newest episode of Brewin' and Groovin' with Bae is going to feature my brand new album! Yay! I'm so excited I can finally say that my new, brand new first album, Zodiac, is finally out and I couldn't be more proud. I told you guys that this little rat was cooking. And I'm so excited to get right into it and talk about it because I've been working on this album for so long and I really, really hope that you guys are enjoying it. The album Zodiac, as its name suggests, is based around the 12 different zodiac animals. I thought it'd be a really cool idea to build around this theme. The cultural importance is really a big thing for me personally, and I'm just so glad that I was able to materialize it into a form of music that I hold so dear to my heart. The idea of Zodiac actually came to me at 2 a.m. when I was taking a shower, as all the best ideas do, and I wanted it to be the 12 animals, starting with the rat, because obviously I'm the rat. And then I thought it'd be really cool if we did one song each centered around a general concept that relates to one of the 12 animals. And then I really wanted a 13th song that kind of pointed towards the more astrological zodiac sign, or the astrological aspect of zodiac signs, making it like a really nice grand ending. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the rat song, RRR. So before I jump into breaking that song down, here it is. Enjoy. And that was RRR by yours truly. I am so proud of this song. This is the lead track, as I said earlier, of my new album Zodiac, and it was written by Zach. I worked with Zach previously in my EP, and it was such an honor working with her, and I'm just so glad I could work with her again. This song was based off a true toony situation that I thought of when I was younger. So I had a full story. I came prepared. I brought her a full synopsis of what I wanted the song to be about and how I thought I wanted it to sound. I wanted it to still be chaotic and capture the concept of chaos, but I wanted it to be a different sound than the other music that I've put out. So for example, Play Dice was more of that EDM chaotic sound. Psycho was more of that really heavy rock punk sound. This one is more of a funky punk pop type of sound, which I really, really enjoy. It's still really hype, but it has that sort of youth to it, because that is the synopsis. The synopsis revolves around a young rat teenager who rebels against society and people who tell her to do things. By day, she's a delinquent school kid. And by night, she's actually an underground music star, rock star sensation. But she goes by, she's anonymous and no one knows who she is. So I used to escape in these little fantasies of mine of, wouldn't it be cool if I was, you know, this musician that no one knew about and living out a dream away from the constructs of society. She was real tuny back then. But I thought it was a really cool synopsis for a song. And I hope you guys all enjoy it. Please give it lots of love. I worked really, really hard and it was such a blast recording it and performing it. I just love it. Please stream RRR, everybody. Now, the next song I want to talk about is actually, I wanted to shift into one of the songs that was a little bit of a challenge for me. All of the songs were challenging in one aspect or another, since every kind of song had its own story, had its own sound, because every single song was tied to a different animal. But for me, one of the hardest songs to record and produce, to create, was Dragon, the dragon song, Gekirin. So before I get into that, please take a listen. Gekirin. Oh, this song is insane. I love it so much. I think it's so hype, but it was so difficult to record. So this song, Gekirin, was written by Camellia. I've worked with Camellia quite a lot. This is, I don't remember, the third time. And Camellia has written other songs for me and they always turn out amazing. No different with this song. But I found it so difficult to record the song. One, because the rap was such a different flow than I'm used to. There was a very specific flow that Camellia wrote in the lyrics and in the actual song itself. And it was something that I'd never done before. I was not used to following such a difficult rhythm. And even though I felt like I was singing in time and I felt the rhythm and the beat, it took me so many tries to actually get it down. I remember this was during, I don't know if you guys remember, I had once posted on X that I was in studio for over 10 hours. This was one of the songs that I was working on. It took us so long just reworking the flow and trying to get it right. And it was a really big challenge for me, but I'm so proud of what we created and I really hope that you guys all enjoy listening to it as well. It's really hype. I really wanted the dragon song to invoke a sense of power and strength, but also that kind of coolness. I don't know, like, kakui. I wanted it, you know, to be like that kind of gangster coolness. Yeah, because I think dragons are so cool. So I hope that kind of image comes across well. I don't really know what I'm saying, but that's the kind of image that I had. And I wanted it to sound a little bit more traditional with certain instruments in the background. So I think Camellia did such a great job bringing my vision to life, as they always do. So I hope you enjoy it. Please listen to it a lot, a lot. Next time for the next Brewing and Grooving, we are going to have a survey for everyone to choose what your favorite song is. And I plan to introduce some of the top selections in the next Brewing and Grooving with Bay episode. So please look forward to that. If you want to vote for your favorite song when that survey does come out, you can kind of hear a little bit more behind the scenes of how I brought it to life, what I did to create it, and everyone's hard work and the process and everything. So if you're curious about that, please look forward to that survey. Thank you for listening to another episode of Brewing and Grooving with Bay. I'll see you next time. Hoo-hoo.